Jackson Nunn, played 3 years for us. One I love like he's my own. I help him through some hard times. He helps me through some hard times, so going to miss that kid. Tim Davis, if you've ever seen Tim play, you would definitely know he's a real one. I think he had 19 tackles for loss this year. That's special from him. Just a leader, motor always going, just all out. And then you got Dylan Bynum, who was our senior center. Had a tough time in the beginning of the year last year and manned up, fixed his issues with the snaps. He's got some gumption about him. He was very consistent all year long, very proud of him. Connor Lawrence, this is a kid that 140 pounds, asked to play safety, asked to play linebacker. He was a tight end for us. We had an injury, so he had to come in and play at tackle, changed his number, all that stuff. Heck, he was a center early on as well. So he's a wonderful kid, a great joy to be around, and extremely intelligent. And then you get Quaden Moorfield. Quaden's fast. Quaden's funny. He likes to tell jokes and have a good time. But the last three ball games, he really came to his own and did really well for us defensively and on special teams. And then Harley Nagel. Harley's had it rough because I was on him ever since he was a freshman. I always thought we could get more out of him, and he gave us everything that he had this last year. You know, he had three picks for the season. Now, when we played Halls, he had 13 and a half tackles and essentially sealed the game for us. So proud of that young man. Connor O'Neill, he played with one leg last night. That knee that he hurt at Tipton Rosemark, he hurt it again, and he would not come out of the game. Just a very good captain on the defense, getting us lined up where we need to be, getting the calls made, big-time receiver for us on offense. And that's the same for Dane Circles. Dane probably played the best five games that I've seen him play since I've been here. He came back from a broke collarbone. Took him a game or two to get back into his form, but once he did, he was a definite playmaker for us. Had a great touchdown, and then last night ran off and left everybody on the same route, so very proud of him. Elijah Ingram was a kid that came in late senior transfer in, and very fast kid, 4'6" kid, plays with a lot of energy, a yes or no sir kid. He was excellent for us. He's an excellent teammate and helps bring certain things to the table, especially special teams wise. And then you get to Dallas Whitehead. You know, he played, I don't know, most all the year on one arm, still played it last night, had 5-6 tackles last night, and then carried the ball with anger like he normally does, and still has a smile on his face when he comes to the sideline. He loves football. He loves being around his friends, and you can't beat those kinds of things like that. Lastly, you come down to Brady McFarland. I really don't have the words to say how good Brady is. Great leader, Christian young man, focused on his teammates, focused on his progress, focused on our success. Just driven to be the best that he can be, and he brings others along with him. You know, there's a saying, like, you can't be a great player unless you affect the play of other people on your team, and he makes everyone around him better.